The 11th hour prayer of this blessed day is offered to Christ my King and God, beseeching him to forgive my many sins. From the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessing be with us all. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, laud him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Alleluia. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me, yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God. I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Alleluia. In my distress, I cried to the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, or what shall be done to you, you false tongue? Sharp arrows of the warrior with coals of the broom tree. Woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. My soul has dwelt too long with one who hates peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Alleluia. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Alleluia. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Alleluia. Unto you I lift up my eyes, all you who dwell in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease, with the contempt of the proud. Alleluia. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us, the stream would have gone over our soul, then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us his prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Alleluia. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds us before him this time, forth and forever. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land alone to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Peace be upon Israel. Alleluia. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. Whereof we're glad. Bring back our captivity, Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Alleluia. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sores, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb is his reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Alleluia. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hand, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children. Peace be upon Israel. Alleluia. Many times they have afflicted me from my youth, let Israel now say. Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed on my back, they made their furs long. The Lord is righteous, he has cut in pieces the cords of the wicked. Let all those who hate Zion be put to shame and turn back. Let them be as the grass on the housetops, which withers before it grows up, with which the reaper does not fill his hand, nor he who binds sheaves his arms. Neither let those who pass by them say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you, we bless you in the name of the Lord. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the Evangelist, Apostle, Creator, Disciple. His blessing be with us all. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, King of us all. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, the living God, unto whom is due glory forever. Amen. Now he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with high fever, and they made request of him concerning her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and served them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had anyone sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hand on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. Glory be to God forever. Amen. And worshiping my Lord Jesus Christ, who is a good Father, and the Holy Spirit, who come and saved us, have mercy upon us. Amen. If the righteous one is hardly saved, where shall I sinner appear? The burden and the heat of the day I could not bear because of the weakness of my human nature. But, O merciful God, count me among the laborers of the 11th hour. For behold, I was brought forth in iniquities and in sin my mother conceived me. Therefore I dare not lift my eyes unto heaven, but rather I rely on the abundance of your mercy and love of mankind, crying to you and saying, Lord, forgive me a sin and have mercy on me. Oh, my Savior, hasten to open your fatherly bosom to me, for I have wasted my life in worldly desires and pleasures, whereas the day has been consumed and far spent. Therefore, now I rely on the abundance of your infinite compassion. So then, do not disregard my reverent heart, which is exceedingly in need of your mercy. For I cry out to you, O Lord, with reverence, saying, Father, I have sinned against heaven and your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. With full awareness and enthusiasm did I pursue every transgression. With all eagerness and diligence did I commit every sin, and of all judgment and torment I deserve. Hence I beseech you, Our Lady the Virgin, to lead me to repentance. For to you I pleaded, through you I seek intercession, upon you I call to help me, that I should not be put to shame. And when my soul departs from my body, please be present to attend to me and defeat the conspiracies of the enemies and shut the gates of Hades, lest they might swallow my soul, O you bride without blemish of the true bridegroom. Lord God of hosts, we love us. We know how to enter through these simple spirit. God is loving enough of us, our selfless, to be dead, will forever. So we can learn the knowledge of the Lord. Lord, we know how to take care of us. And we come to the rest of our God of hosts. Our Father, God. Thank you for the Lord. This is the end of the day. If we do this, we thank you, our compassionate King, for you granted us to pass this day in peace and brought us to this evening with thanksgiving and made us worthy to behold the light until sunset. O Lord, accept the glorification that we are now offering you. Deliver us from the evil schemes of the adversary and abolish all his snares that are set up against us. Grant us peace, O Lord, throughout this night, uninterrupted by neither anguish, nor anxiety, nor restlessness, nor illusion, so that we may pass the night in peace and purity, and may rise up in the morning to offer praises and prayers at all times, everywhere and in everything, glorifying your holy name, together with the Father, who is incomprehensible and without a beginning, and the Holy Spirit, the life-giver, who is of one essence with you, now and at all times, and unto the end of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator. Have mercy upon us, O God, our Savior. Have mercy upon us, O God, have mercy.